This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Digital Health Podcast. Here's your daily industry news briefing for today, February 21st. First, Teladoc launched its own chronic care management program targeting patients with diabetes, prediabetes, and hypertension. Users can receive connected devices like blood pressure cuffs or glucometers, as well as health coaches and mental health therapists. They can also access physicians from the program, which will be available through health plans or employers. Two, Timpa Health Technologies, a digital health company focused on hearing health assessments at point of care settings, closed an $8 million seed financing round to expand its platform across the United Kingdom, Europe, and the US. Three, MindMaze raised $105 million of Series B financing after raising $125 million during its debut financing round last October. The company has a virtual reality-based digital neurotherapies platform. MindMaze earned unicorn status after the most recent funding round and has become the first Swiss company to be valued at more than $1 billion. Four, IBM launched a new brand initiative aimed at accelerating innovation and partnerships with clients and partners. The campaign, titled Let's Create, invites IBM's clients and partners to co-create with technology company using hybrid cloud, AI technology, and consulting services. The company is looking to build and create solutions that are data-driven and designed to automate, secure, modernize, and transform organizations. The campaign is expected to roll out in the coming months in three chapters. The first chapter provides education about IBM's core capabilities and expertise. The second chapter showcases how IBM helps clients bring their visions to life. And the final chapter will focus on new creators using technology to transform organizations. And five, Cerner has partnered with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation to create a clinical council to expand inclusive care at health systems. The Inclusive Care Clinical Council will be made up of diverse healthcare experts, leaders, and stakeholders who will assess the impact of the foundation's inclusive care efforts and demonstrate how it can be expanded to healthcare systems, according to a February 16th press release. The aim of the council is to open up a dialogue about inclusive care so that organizations may work to address the impact of inclusive care, identify how inclusive care can be implemented across diverse clinical settings, and establish evidence-based best practices and resources around the inclusion of family caregivers. If you would like the latest in digital health and technology industry news delivered to your inbox every morning, subscribe to the Becker's Health IT and CIO newsletter through our website at www.beckershospitalreview.com.